I'd like to speak a little bit about Derech HaLimud. Everybody knows you have to develop a Derech HaLimud. What exactly does that mean? So I remember Rav Soloveitchik explained to us that the Greeks didn't believe in experimentation because they felt that manual labor is only for slaves, and free people have to use their brains and have to think and have to philosophize. So they wouldn't experiment about anything. They would philosophize. How come water goes down and how come fire goes up? How come the water puts out the fire? Why doesn't the fire put out the water? Everything went with Chakiris, and that's why their science is worthless. Because you have to figure out science based on experimentation. The Ramban has this famous comment that it's not shaykh to have a machlokes in Metzius. The Tanoim have a machlokes in Psochim, are the only chameshes mini dogon. Or maybe Oriz V'Dechen is also considered a min dogon. So it's machlokes at Yechen Ben Nuri, and the Gemara says we don't accept his opinion. One of the last parts that we don't accept his opinion. So the Rishalmi asked the Kasha, how can it be a machlokes at Yechen Ben Nuri and a Chachamim? Why didn't they test it out? Why didn't they mix Oriz V'Dechen with water and see? Is it Bolei Dechimitz or is it Bolei Dechirchon? So the Gemara, Yerushalmi answers, in Chalot, Yerushalmi says they did experiment, and it turned out to be something halfway in between Chimitz and Sirchon. That was a machlokes, where do you draw the line? What's called Chimitz, what's called Sirchon? The Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi, the beginning of Elul Treifus, the third parak in Chulin, where the Gemara has a machlokes at Tanoim. Why did the Torah prohibit us from eating an animal that's a treifa, that's a certain diseased animals you're not allowed to eat? Is it because treifa ain't a chaya, because we assume an animal that has simani treifas will certainly die within 12 months? Well, no, it has nothing to do. Treifa chaya, even if the animal will survive for 12 months, still not allowed to eat it. So the Ramban asked the kasha, t'mihani ech nechluku avois ha'oilo. He refers to the Tanoim as avois ha'oilo. How can these great giants, how can these great Tanoim have a machlokes and a dovish on Metzius? Why didn't they take 100 animals that were treifas and lock them up and feed them and see if they'll survive for a year? How could they have a machlokes and Metzius? And he quotes this Yerushalmi. Doesn't make sense to have a machlokes and Metzius. So the Ramban answers, they probably did take 100 animals and they all died within a year. And that was a machlokes. It's not a controlled experiment. Maybe if they take 5,000 animals, maybe some of them will survive longer than a year. Ruba de Ruba certainly will die within a year if they have a semitrafe. Maybe it's an isotrafe, even if it will die, even if it will survive for a year. Similarly, there's such a Ramban in the end of Masechus Shabbos. The Gemara has a Tosfos interprets. The Gemara has a machlokes zatarim. Are you permitted to sweep the floor with a broom if you have a dirt floor? What's the shaila? If you're mashma gumas, if there are cracks in the ground, then by sweeping the floor, you're going to fill in the cracks. That's a malocha abona. If it's babayis, it's bona. Basada, it'll be choresh. So what's the machloikis satanoim? So Tosfos says, the machloikis is it a psikresh or is it not a psikresh? The Ramban said, what do you mean a machloikis is? Try it out 1,000 times and see if it's a psikresh. Experiment and find out. We believe in experimentation. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas quotes David HaMelech, says all the other kings in the world sit with fancy royal clothing on their thrones, but they don't get their fingers dirty. And he's the only one. Yadai Melech Lachas B'dam Shvir V'Shilya. Women come to him with Shailas and Hilchas Nida, and he has to hold on to the dirty, the bloody aid, the Bedika cloth. And he has sometimes, there's a woman had a nefel, she had a miscarriage, and he has to determine whether it has a tzuras avlad, doesn't have a tzuras avlad. So Rav Soloveitchik used to use that expression of David HaMelech, Yodai Molochlochas Bedam Shvir Besilya. My fingers are dirty with the blood from the nida, from the nefel. It means that Tanoim believed in experimentation. How do you advance in science? How do you figure anything out in science? You have to collect as much data as possible. Then you try to discern what the pattern is. And it's exactly the same in Talmud Torah. You don't learn one line in the Gemara and philosophize with Chakiris on top of Chakiris. You have to collect as much data as possible and then try to discern. Is there any pattern over here? What is the pattern? I remember Rav Soloveitchik once said in class, his grandfather, Rav Chaim, never cleared any chakiris. His grandfather would learn the Gemara, the Rashi and the Tosfos, And in order to understand the Rashi, so apparently Rashi thinks that it's a din in the Gavra. Apparently Tosis thinks it's a din in the Chefza. When he wrote the Sefer, when he wrote his Chidushim, so he wrote, Yesh Lachkar, is it a din in the Gavra, the Chefza? And that seems to be the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. But it didn't start with Chakiris. He started by learning the Gemara, Rashi and Tosis. And he learned as many Gemaras as possible to collect as much data as possible before you figure out what the pattern is over here. It's printed in the name, this I never heard from Absalom Leitcher, but it's printed in the name of Rav Chaim, that he instructed his sons that when they're learning, they shouldn't dare to say a svara before they completed all of Shas with Pirish Rashi, at least with Pirish Rashi, because every discipline has its own self-contained system of logic. Common sense doesn't always win the day in chemistry or in physics or in halacha. A lot of times common sense shows us how to paskin, and a lot of times not. So you have to know a lot of Gemara to know what is Talmudic logic, to know what svar is neat on the Hayomer and what svar is not neat on the Hayomer. And just like the Gemara says, Einomi betray for Zudoy Malazu, the Gemara says, if you have, sometimes there's a Mishnah in Peimam Kasha, in the fourth parak in Chulin, sometimes if you break the leg of, you cut off the leg of the animal at a certain location, it will be a treifa, and if you would have cut it off 2 inches higher, it would not have been a treifa. Shouldn't it be a kal v'chaimer? If you cut it off over there, it's a treifa. If you cut it off higher, it should certainly be a treifa. So the Gemara says, "Ein amin b'treifa zudoy malazu." The Hilchos Treifas has to do with biology. You can't make a kal v'chaimer from one case to the other. You have to know what the biology is. So the same thing in learning. You have to know all the data. You have to collect all the data before you make any chakirah. It doesn't make sense to learn one Amud Gemara and start philosophizing. By Rabbi Soloveitchik, to philosophize was a dirty word. He was big in philosophy. He would say philosophy, but in learning, when you would say a story that he didn't like, he said, let's not philosophize. That was a dirty word by him. In learning, you don't philosophize. If you have other Gemaras, Rabbi Soloveitchik used to give a Yortzeit shir every year. On his father's Yortzeit, Gimel Shvat, is usually around the intercession. So he would start off the Yortzeit. They would send out Marmer Kaimis to the rabbinic alumni, and they would hang them up in the old Beis Medrash. His building didn't exist then, and all the people would prepare for the Shia. So he would say over the Gemara. Then he would ask Kashas, and he would present the Kashas in such a sharp way, you would think nobody can answer these Kashas. He would word the Kashas. He was an expert speaker, so he would word the kash in such a way it was impossible to figure out that. Then he would, it was all in the Marmer Kaimis, then he would show there's another Gemara. And he said, you see from that Gemara a certain klal, he would derive a klal from the other Gemara. And based on that klal, all of the kashas would fall away. And the daily shiur that he gave in yeshiva, it wasn't a daily shiur, he used to give a shiur 2 days a week, and then later years he gave 3 days a week, but he used to speak very quickly. Even though the shiur was only 2 hours, but the shiur, he only gave a shiur on Tuesday and Wednesday in our time. Then in later years, he gave Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So he said so much, he used to speak so quickly in Yiddish, it took us a whole week to review the shiurim that he gave and to prepare for the next week's shiur. So he kept us busy all week long. So in the weekly shiur that he gave in the yeshiva, he didn't present it the same as he did in the Yortzeit Rashi. He didn't present it with all Akashas, but he would say the Vark. There would be a difficult Gemara, so he would quote another Gemara somewhere else. He wouldn't say Svaris, not Svaris. He would show there's another Gemara somewhere else that has a certain Yisoid. So based on that Yisoid, you understand this Gemara. He would always explain one Gemara by quoting another Gemara. Everything has to be found in the Gemara. It's famous Rav Kook, when he was young, spent a bit of time learning by Rav Ruvel at Denneburger. Denneburg was the German name for the city Dvinsk. Every city in Europe had a few names. The Goyim called it one by one name, and the Jews called it Dvinsk, and the Germans called it Denneburg. So Ruvel at Denneburger has some swarm. So Rav Kook, as a teenager, learned by him. So he later years, he would say in his name, he could only say a swara. It was either explicit in the Gemara or almost explicit in the Gemara. You can't say svaris just like this. You have to know that the svaris is fits in with Talmudic logic. You have to have a mocha in the Gemara that the svaris is acceptable. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik used to give the shi. He would explain a difficult Gemara here based on another Gemara somewhere else. He wouldn't add svaris. If the Gemara has the svaris, he would say not to make up his own svaris, and he wouldn't force the Gemaras into a straitjacket. You can't have a list of chakiris. Is it a din in gavra, heftzim, malos? You have a whole bunch of catchwords, and you force every din in the Gemara has to fit into one of these. Who says it has to fit into what your categories? Maybe there's another category of thought. The ideas, how you're going to interpret the Gemara, have to flow from the Gemara, not that you have a preconceived notion of certain concepts, and you're going to force every Gemara to fit into your concepts. You have to get the ideas from the Gemara. It has to flow from the Gemara. But Rabbi Soloveitchik gave this year. He was not interested in looking at all of the Rishonim. He said he's only interested in the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam, because we have, there's whatever the Gemara said, there's always a Gemara Farkir. So the whole idea of learning with the Derech is to try to figure out what's the rule and what's the exception to the rule. These contradictory Gemaras, are they disagreeing with each other, or is there a rule and an exception to the rule? So which is the rule, which is the exception to the rule? So that's what learning is all about. So he said, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam only have an all of Shas. The other Rishonim, you don't have an all of Shas. So you don't know exactly how they understood the other Gemara that seems to contradict it. He was only interested in Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. Once in a while, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Ramban, it quotes a Ran, a Rosh, okay, a Rav Yoh, and there's a Ruh, okay. So if they quote a Rishon, so you have to look it up. But to go spend time to look in the other Rishonim that are not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You won't get to that base on the base. You have to learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos and the Rambam. That's the main Rishonim on every Gemara. And a lot of times, Tosfos quotes another Gemara, so they tell you, Tosfos says, it's a Gemara in Sukkot. So it says, Dab Chafei Visham. What does it mean, Visham? Visham means that there's a Tosfos and that Daf that talks about the same topic. So, and a lot of times in the Gemara, it says on the margin, I and Tosfos, look over here, look over there. Just yesterday, there was a Bechina and a Kailo. So three of the questions, and the Bechina, there was always a choice of 10 out of 13 questions. So three of the questions simply were, the Bechina was on 13 blot, in Yesh Nechlen and Misha Meis, the end of Bava Basra. So three of the questions were, the Tosfos says something, and they say, Eliel Peirashnu, and they tell you what daf it is, what Tosfos. So just ask, what did Tosfos say on that daf? Many of the boys didn't bother to look up the Tosfos. Or Tosfos says, in another Masechta we explain it. So I just ask, what did Tosfos say in the other Masechta? On the margin of the Gemara, it says, the Mashal changed the girsa here. Mashal and Sanhedrin changed the girsa. I just ask, what did the Mashal say? Why did he change? What did he change in the girsa? On the side of the page, they give you instructions. They tell you, look in the Tosfos over there, look in the Mashal over there. If they tell you what to look, so you should look. One of the Rabbanim was complaining years ago, before they printed the Vilna Shas, they put the Rabbeinu Chananel or the Rabbeinu Gershom on the margin. So years ago, they didn't have the Rabbeinu Chananel. So what they put on the margin, the Hagos HaLavush. When they put the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, so they put the Hagos HaLavush in the back of the Gemara. The Hagos HaLavush are fantastic. He tells you whenever there's a Tosfos anywhere in Shas that talks about your Gemara, he tells you where the Tosfos is. So it's unfortunate that they put that in the back of the Gemara. Nobody even knows to look there. If they tell you on the side to look in the Tosfos, so you should look in the Tosfos. So it says in Tosfos what daf it is. And it says Visham means on that daf there's another Tosfos that talks about the same topic. And it may be much clearer than the Tosfos that we have over here. The Chachmei Provence, that's the Raivet and the Balamor and the Eshkol, and in the Erie, they often had totally different girsas, different traditions, very different traditions. In fact, about the Shemitah. So one of the great Gedolim in Europe 100 years ago, Rab David LaCarlina, they say Rab Chaim Soloveitchik had such respect for Rab David LaCarlina, he would want to come, Rab Soloveitchik said this, Rab Chaim would want to come to the meetings of Rabbanim on time to be able to stand up, and Rab David LaCarlina would walk into the session. He had such respect. Rav Chaim Moshe also considered Rav David LaCarlina was the greatest goyim that he ever met. Even though today in the yeshivas, all of his svarim are Sefer Pilpul and the Rambam. He wrote the Piske Halachas on the Rama Hilchas issues, it's usually still Pulim. He was known as a fantastic Pesik. So Dabar Karlina has in his Chuvis, he has a Chuvis Bat Shemitah. So he says, don't mention the Shitas Chachmei Pervansk, let's just ignore it. We absolutely don't accept that the Chachmei Pervansk had a tradition that Shemitah Bezmanah says not only not the rice, it's not even the Rabbon, and it's only Amidas Chasidus. You don't even need a Hetta Mechira. So Rav Dovid Karlina says we can't discuss that. And other poskim of our generation make a whole tzimis about this. The whole Shemitah is only Amidas Chasidus, so you don't need any Hetta Mechira. That we don't follow those shitas. Chachmei Pervansk had a lot of times totally different shitas. Also, Reshi used to get very upset when the boy would ask him a kasha from there. He would say, will you stop bothering me with your meiris? Meiris is a different girsa, a different shita. Everything is in ganz different. You don't start off by reading the iris. If you get stuck in the Gemara, you don't know pshat. So whoever will help you will accept assistance from anybody. So if the Miri saves you, if Miri gives you a pshat, okay, so we're happy. If the Ozaru has something, if the Tosis Rid has something, whoever is going to give us a good suggestion, good. But you don't break your head on a Miri, and you don't start making your sodas based on Miri. The Miri is usually a different tradition, a different sheet, a different use. Everything is in Gansan different. And the daily shiur that Rav Soloveitchik gave, it was the same as the Yahrzeit shiur. He would always explain things based on another gemara, but he wouldn't always ask all the kashas in advance. A lot of times he would give pshat based on another gemara, and the students would wonder, why didn't he give the pashat pshat in the gemara? Why did he have to give such a fancy pshat? So after we would review the shiur, then we would realize he gave this new pshat in order to answer a lot of kashas that the achrenim have on the daf. So he gave a different pshat. But his pshatim were always based on other gemaras. I remember there was one student in my time, in Rav Soloveitchik Shir, he said there was the greatness of Rav Soloveitchik, if the whole Talmud Bavli would be lost and we would only have one daf gemara, Rav Soloveitchik would be able to reconstruct all of Talmud Bavli based on one page. That's ridiculous. How can he reconstruct the Talmud Bavli? His greatness was, and he knew all the other gemaras. He would always make his studies based. He'd always explain, he didn't know, he wouldn't remember what was on Amud Aleph or Amud Beis. He wouldn't remember what daf it was. He'd ask Rabban Lichtenstein, what daf is it in the Masechta? He knew, he would remember, it's before this and after that. We would be looking for the Gemara that he wanted us to find. So he said, the Gemara talks about this. No, it's before that. No, it's after that. He would remember what topic comes first, what second, what third. He didn't remember what the page looked like. But all of this explanations in the Gemara were based on other Gemaras. He didn't give explanations from the top of his head. He was a big genius. But the genius doesn't help in learning Gemara. The learning Gemara has to be, all the ideas have to appear in the Gemara. This is the beginning of developing a derech in learning. You have to first accumulate all the data that's available on the topic and then try to figure out whether you can discern a pattern or not. Okay? You should have atzlocha in a new zman.